Chapter 12. So many questions. Soon, the angry bunnies are far behind us. This mouse is fast. What do you guys think? I ask my friends as we bounce around on the mouse's back. We all hold onto his fur tight. It doesn't seem to bother him. Was the white rabbit who told us to eat the queen's tarts a fake? I explain my theory about the first rabbit we met being in disguise. But why would he disguise himself as the white rabbit? Robin asks. He clearly wanted us to eat the tarts, Penny says. Maybe he wanted us to get in trouble. But why? Frankie asks as we zoom under a branch. Maybe he's trying to trap us, I say, shivering. Trapped, like poor Cliff. The mouse comes to a stop at a quiet clearing. The ground is covered with grass, so it makes for a soft landing when we all jump off the mouse's back. Thanks for the lift, I say.
Anytime, the mouse says. My friends and I are all impressed that you took a stand against the queen. You girls are brave. We'll help you any way we can.
We're trying to find something magical to eat, Frankie says. Any suggestions? Is there a Wonderland restaurant? I ask.
McWonderland? The mouse shrugs its mouse shoulders. I only eat stuff I find on the ground. Ooh, there's a seed.
I am not eating a seed off the ground. That's where I draw the line. Even Jonah wouldn't eat that, unless it was covered in ketchup. The mouse nibbles on the seed thoughtfully.
Maybe my friends can help, he says, looking around. Guys, he calls out, any ideas?
Suddenly, a bunch of little animals emerge from behind the trees. A duck, a rat, birds. They're all chattering. And they're all our size, too. It's like a magical zoo. The duck waddles over to us.
Nope, I have no ideas, he says. But I bet the tart was good, huh? I've always wanted to try a queen's tart.
It was only so-so, Robin tells him. It was a tomato tart. Why would someone make a tomato tart anyway? A rainbow-colored baby parrot flaps over to us from the tree branch above.
Can I rest on your shoulder? The parrot asks Penny. I'm very light.
Sure, Penny says, beaming. I love your feathers.
Me too, he preens.
Another rainbow-colored baby parrot lands on me. I can feel his claws on my shoulder and his soft feathers on my cheek. He isn't that light. Maybe his parents could come get him now?
These birds are amazing, Penny says. My grandmother had tons of birds as pets. Ooh, there's a pink hummingbird, she adds, pointing up to the branches, and a yellow canary. And look at that one, she says, pointing to a blue and white bird perched on a branch. Does anyone know what kind of bird that is?
Frankie says. I've read about that kind of bird before. I forget what it's called. Let me think.
Who cares about that one?
The baby parrot on Penny's shoulder says, frowning.
He's only two colors. I'm a whole rainbow.
The parrot on my shoulder finally flies off. Ah, better. Does your grandma live in Smithville? I ask Penny. You talk about her a lot. She shakes her head.
No, I mean, she used to, but she hangs her head. She died a few years ago.
Oh, no, I say softly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. She sighs. My mom was really close with her, too. And ever since my grandma died, well, my mom doesn't want to be around that much.
Poor Penny. I miss my Nana, too, since she lives across the country, but at least I can speak to her whenever I want. A grown-up rainbow parrot flies over and tells the other birds that the Four of Diamonds is feeding bread to the ducks at the pond. All the birds start to fly away. The mouse and the duck get ready to go, too.
We won't rat you out,
the blue and white bird says as he soars away.
Promise!
I won't either, says a small gray creature by my foot. And I am a rat.
Good luck, says the big mouse before he bounds away. See you later, alligator.
I close my eyes. Please tell me there's not an alligator behind me.
I think this time it really was just a figure of speech, Penny says, laughing.
So what now? Robin asks when all the animals have gone. We start walking again.
Frankie, is there anything left in the story that we could eat? I ask.
Frankie bites her thumbnail.
I don't know. We've kind of been going through the book backward. We started at the Queen's Garden, and then we went to the tea party, and then we went to the Duchess's house and the White Rabbit's house, and I think we just met all the animals that Alice met when she flooded the forest with her tears, which means...
Look! A door! Straight ahead, surrounded by trees, is, in fact, a door. A shiny blue door. Attached to nothing, though. Just a door. How could a door just be there?
Should we go inside? I wonder.
Don't you see? Frankie says. It's one of the blue doors from the beginning. We've come full circle.
She throws open the door and runs inside. Robin pushes her way in next, and Penny and I follow.
Yep. It's the long hallway with the banana yellow ceiling, the chessboard walls, and all the blue doors. This is where we landed when we first fell into Wonderland.
We did come full circle. My heart sinks. We must have gone through everything in Wonderland if we're back here, and nothing we drank or ate was the swallow to bring us home. I feel panicky. Did the Cheshire Cat lie to us? Was Cliff right? Were we tricked? Is anyone who they say they are? Are we trapped here forever? Trapped like Mary Rose in my mirror?
Well, hello,
says the White Rabbit. He's sitting on the glass table, wearing his red coat and little round eyeglasses. His legs are swinging beneath him, and he's looking at his pocket watch. The Drink Me sign is on the table next to the bottle of potion.
Huh? Where did he come from? Was he here when we came in, or did he just appear?
I narrow my eyes at him.
Which rabbit are you? I ask. Are you the real White Rabbit or the fake White Rabbit?
The real one, of course, he insists. There's only one rabbit, and it's me.
How do we know for sure? Penny asks, hands on her hips. Prove it.
Plop. Thud.
What was that sound? It sounded like something falling onto the ground, just like when we fell in.
I turn around. A creature about our height has landed at the far end of the hallway. It comes hopping down toward us.
Oh, wow. It's another White Rabbit. He's also wearing a red coat and little round eyeglasses. He looks exactly like the rabbit sitting on the table.
This White Rabbit glares at us as he hops closer.
You four again! How'd you make it out of my house?
Wait, are you the real rabbit? Frankie asks him.
Of course I am, he says.
He studies the other rabbit.
Who are you?
Who are you?
The other rabbit asks.
My head hurts. The first rabbit said he was the real rabbit, but the one who just fell into the hallway recognized us from his house.
Which is the real one and which is the pretend one? I stare at both rabbits. They look exactly the same. How can I know who is telling the truth?
Suddenly there's another noise.
Plop.
Thud.
Oof. We all look over to see who could have fallen in this time. It better not be a third rabbit.
No. It's a girl. She is wearing a blue dress with a white smock. She's a little younger than us. I'm guessing she's around 7, Jonah's age.
Oh, my. The girl says, brushing back her blonde hair. Where am I? I fell down a rabbit hole.
Penny gasps.
OMG! Frankie cries.
Oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow! Says Robin.
Oh, wow is right. The girl is Alice.